Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas and welcome to the Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I have a few announcements here. You can also find them in the bulletin. Our Christmas Eve service will be on Thursday, December 24th at 7 p.m. Candle lighting memorial service, we will be having our annual candle light service on Sunday, January the 3rd, for the loved ones that have passed away during the year of 2014. If you have anybody that you want to list in there, please contact Tony at 866-5517. Our speaker for December 27th will be the Reverend John Harpole. We all know John. He was our lay pastor here, and he had been the pastor with the Midway Church of the Brethren. Also, there are offertory envelopes in your mailbox, and if you did not receive one, you can also contact Tony there or Ralph or Mim Ackerman.
Just a quick announcement, there will be no junior choir tomorrow night. And no praise.
Along the same lines, there is no youth group tonight. We are going to do a lock-in between Christmas and New Year's for the youth group, so there is no youth group tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
bow our heads in prayer. O Lord of endless love, kindle within us love that is genuine and a joy for the truth. Lead us to bear all things that make for harmony and well-being. Strengthen our inner person. Ground us up in love so that Christ might dwell in our hearts through the faith. Help us to understand fully Christ's unbounded love that surpasses all knowledge so that we may be filled with the fullness of God. Teach us to speak the truth in love and to grow up in the art of caring and understanding. Grant us courage to empty ourselves out of love like Christ who was born in a stable. We ask also that you be with our sick and those who have lost loved ones, and please be with our nation and our leaders. Assure us in all things that nothing can separate us from God's love found in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
The fourth candle is traditionally called the angel candle. The angels are God's messengers who announce the coming of the Lord. The angel Gabriel spoke to Mary and Joseph to announce the birth of Jesus. The angels sang out with joy to proclaim Jesus' birth to the shepherds. The angel Michael announces the coming of Christ again in Revelation to John. We hear angels' voices, even today, and wait with joy for Jesus. The scripture is Luke 2:8-14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors." Join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, let your angels' voices call to us now, that we may receive good news of great joy. May that joyful good news of Jesus and his coming to Bethlehem change our lives and give us hope for when he comes again in power. Amen.
Thank you.
as the ushers come forward, we must remember that the birth of Christ is the reason we are celebrating Christmas, and it is the time of giving rather than receiving. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, in this Christmas season, let us take Christ's child to heart, that henceforth we may live as he lived, love as he loved, and follow in his footsteps. Bring help to the needy, courage to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, and hope that the lost with the Christmas spirit is in us, better to give than to receive. Amen. Children are dismissed for children's church at this time.
Good morning. I just want to make an announcement about the Christmas Eve service. The choir has worked long and hard on our cantata, and we'll be doing the cantata. We're doing the opening number from the cantata, so if you really like this song, come and hear the rest of it on Christmas Eve. If you don't like it, come anyway.
Arise and shine, for your light has come.
This morning, we'd like to welcome the Reverend Dr. Kirby Keller. He's no stranger to Myerstown. He grew up on the farm in Chambersburg, and he served as pastor there in several churches. He's been in Myerstown. He came here and taught as academic dean. He served as the fourth president until 2004. Reverend Keller was chaplain for the Reading Philadelphia Phillies, active in the Myerstown Rod and Gun Club. He loves his hunting and teaches gun safety to the youth and frequently speaks on many occasions, and he travels on his motorcycle with his wife, Carol. And when he does all that, he finally finds time to live here in Myerstown.
Good morning. The joy of the Christ of Christmas be with you all. Fill your hearts, give you hope, lift your spirits as we worship the Lord today. Let's listen to the Word of God as recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Now, this was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available in the inn. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel assured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The angels had returned to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. There was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart, and she thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Thank God for his living word that we enjoy and feed upon. Well, Christmas will be here in less than a week. You ready? Well, you don't look too excited. Just tired. As the popular song goes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Except for the snow, of course. What a bummer. When you think of Christmas, what do you visualize in your mind? What picture comes there? Is it a family gathering? Is it a Christmas tree with wrapped gifts under it? Hopefully with some with your name on it? Or a warm and nicely decorated house? Lights, tinsel? Well, all those things can be part of it, and we can enjoy them. But is that what Christmas is about? Christmas is often portrayed, especially here in the United States, in a way that's nostalgic, sentimental. And you notice all the pictures on television or in magazines show people who are immensely happy. You notice that? Everybody's happy, smiling. It's the Christmas season. It's the Christmas spirit, we say. But interestingly, no one ever really defines what that spirit is. You know, in reality, there's a growing disconnect among a lot of people in the world about what we portray as Christmas, as Americans especially, and what Christmas really means. There's a disconnect. Why? Because they don't experience that. They simply cannot relate to it. You know, even within our cities and towns, here in Myerstown, in Lepton County, of all places, there will be many people who do not have a Christmas tree. I serve on the board of directors of Jubilee Ministry, and I'm shocked how many people in Lebanon County don't have a home. You know, I'm aware that there are hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, some of them we may know, who are residents of the Lebanon County Prison, who will not be home for Christmas. Some of them don't even have a family. What does Christmas mean to them? Have you thought about that? Does the Hallmark Christmas card say anything to their hearts? Is Christmas a Hallmark moment? Was the first Christmas a Hallmark moment? I'm afraid it wasn't. Do you realize that from December 1st through December 31st, the rate of death by suicide spikes upward dramatically in our country? Thousands of people are stressed out in this time of year, trying to make ends meet. Some don't have money for gifts. And in addition, sadly, there are so many families that are dysfunctional that they can't get along long enough to eat a meal together. What does Christmas mean to them? And what do we say to them that might bring them hope? The real meaning of Christmas is a little different than that. On Friday, I read from syndicated columnist Cal Thomas, a Christian writer, journalist, thought he had an interesting and provocative piece that he wrote. He said, not for a long time, has the world seemed so removed from the angelic proclamation of 2,000 years ago. Remember, we read about that, where the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Realize in the past 100 years, people continue to die in this world as a result of worldwide terrorism, wars, shootings, in far too many places. The prophecy delivered by the Christ child that there would be wars and rumors of wars until he comes again really does seem like current events and not about a future reference. The real meaning of Christmas is not simply about a Hallmark moment, but it's much more. It's much more. It's the glorious story, the greatest story ever told. Now, we can enjoy the tinsel and the lights and the family gatherings. Please do. Make the most of them. Enjoy them and thank God for them. But remember, the real message of Christmas that brings hope to the human heart is the message of the Christ child and what that means for us. Christ, Christmas is about a joyful message that speaks to the deepest needs of the human heart. It's very simple, folks. It's not complicated at all, as they like to say today. It's not rocket science. The message of Christmas to all people in the world is that God indeed is with us. When the angels told the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, we have good news for you, good news that will bring great joy to everybody who hears it and receives it." That today, in Bethlehem, a Savior is born. That fulfilled the prophet. Remember Isaiah that said, "The day will come when a virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. And you know, one of the great questions that I hear asked today everywhere I go with people. We struggle, we suffer. The world seems to be in a greater darkness than we have realized in decades. People are running out of hope and they ask, "Where is God in all this?" The message of Christmas says, have hope, friends, because he's right here. He's come among us. He was born as a baby in Bethlehem. That's not just a nice sentimental story. It's a real flesh and blood story. A story where God wrapped himself up in flesh and blood and gave himself as a gift to all humankind. That's you and me. The gift to all of us. Phillips Brooks captures this beautifully in the hymn, the carol that we love to sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." He captures the biblical context beautifully. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by." Now, we often sing those words and we have no idea what he was referring to. He was referring to the context of the world. You see, when Jesus was born, there had been a gap of 400 years since God had spoken through a prophet. 400 years. From the time the Old Testament ended until the New Testament begins. It's 400 years. There wasn't a fresh word from God. There wasn't a vision. People were holding on to the hope the Old Testament offered, but people were running out of hope. 400 years. And then God burst into history. Remember the angel Gabriel who appeared to that young Jewish girl in Nazareth, Mary. You know how old Mary was? Scholars tell us that it's most likely she was 15 or 16 years of age. Engaged by a family arrangement. Families arranged marriages in those days. She was engaged to be married to Joseph. The angel burst into her life. Turned her life upside down. Just think about that, folks. Can you imagine how a 16-year-old girl would handle that when an angel came and said, "You're going to bear a child. He's going to be the Savior of the world." I'm not sure any woman of any age can handle that. That's a shocking, shocking statement. And then Joseph, poor Joseph comes in. His fiancée has to tell him this. How do you think he took it? God graciously intervened because God appeared to Joseph and, well, said, cool it, Joseph. It's okay. Just hold on, Joseph. Just trust me. Because what's happening here is all of God. Trust me. And so in that time of darkness and silence, Brooks captures it. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. You see, the people of the world at that time were living in darkness and they had given up hope. Dreamless sleep. They had given up on their dreams. They had given up on hoping because life was ugly and painful. And they didn't know where it was going. Describes our world a lot today. I talk to people who've been in prison. And they think they've come to the end of their rope. They've burned all their bridges. Where do I go from here? I've messed up big time. I'm done. My life is over. I don't have any dreams anymore. The dream of being an artist or a musician or a teacher. They're gone. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. There are a lot of people in our area that feel the same way. They have no dreams anymore. They've lost hope. They're in survival mode. You know something, friends? Life is ugly when you're living in survival mode. You're just going from one day to the other. You're just putting one foot in front of the other. You don't dream about next week or next month or next year. You're just worrying about making it through today. It's into that kind of world that Jesus came. And he came to say, I know where you are. And I want you to know that as your God and as your Savior and as your Lord, what you see now, what you're experiencing now is not the end of the story. It's only a chapter. And if you trust me and follow me, there'll be new chapters coming in your life that you can't even imagine at this point. That's the message of Christmas. I'm with you. I know where you are. I know life hurts. Yes, I know life stinks. But this is not the end of the story. Because I will write the end of the story. And the end of the story is your life with me. That's what he's saying. I know some of you young people have read. Have any of you young people read the Chronicles of Narnia? Ah, cool, great. Good stuff, isn't it? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. C.S. Lewis writes of a frozen land ruled by a white witch, devoid of hope. In that world, it's always winter. Notice this. In that world, it's always winter, but never Christmas. It is a metaphor for a world that has rejected God and his redemptive power. It is a world where humans choose to live as they please rather than to be transformed by God's love. It is in this world in which we now live, full of poverty, envy, greed, lust, anger, terrorism, war, political divisions, on and on you can go. We have forgotten who we are because we have forgotten whose we are. We are God's children. And He has come to us in flesh and blood to say, no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, you're not beyond my reach. And as I have stated earlier, I want you to know that this is not the end of the story, but a chapter. The message of Christmas, then, for us is that we are not alone. We've not been abandoned, but God is with us. And that fills us with hope. So as we celebrate Christmas, enjoy the families, enjoy the gatherings, enjoy the gifts, but share the joy with people around you. The joy is that we are God's children. He loves us. He has come to us to tell us there are more chapters to be written. And they can be written when we give our lives to Him. Really, as Mary did, as Joseph did, even though it blew their minds, they trusted Him. And we still talk about them, don't we? And celebrate their faithfulness to God. So Christmas is meant to be a time of joy because this is not the end. Not only does Christmas tell us that God is with us, He didn't come just to empathize. He didn't come just to feel our pain. He didn't come just to hold our hand. The message of Christmas to all people is that God has actually come to rescue us, to make a difference, to change things. Phillips Brooks again captures that. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. Is that possible? Is it possible to know God? Is it possible to enjoy the blessings of heaven? Yes, it is. It comes through the Christ of Christmas. And so where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. Jesus came to defeat the forces of evil and darkness and death. We know that, but do we live that? Darkness. This is not the end of the story. We live in a world that's frightening and scary and getting scarier by the day. What's going to happen next? Only God knows. But as people of faith, we know that whatever happens, nothing can separate us from the love of God. God is in control. God is bringing about His purpose. God is rescuing His people. We can trust Him in that. And in that, have a sense of peace. Peace and joy. Because we know that in the end, it will be well. Because God is with us. Jesus came to show us who God is and what He's like. Jesus came to save us from our sin and give us life and hope and the promise of a bright tomorrow. So my friends, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what you're bearing. But God does. And I'm happy and joyful to be able to share with you the fact that God knows exactly where you are. And He loves you right where you are. He loves you and holds out to you a better way. Oh, it won't be easy. It won't necessarily be painless. But it is eternal life that He offers. The message of Christmas. No matter how dark the world, no matter if it is like in C.S. Lewis's writings, it's always winter but never Christmas. That's not true for us. It might be winter, but Christmas is every day in our hearts because God is with us. And that gives us hope. And I hope that gives you hope. And so, the opportunity for us to celebrate Christmas. It's not enough just to celebrate among ourselves. To celebrate and tell the good news, we need to share that God is with us, with our neighbors and friends. And we need to live that way every day. And that's why it's true when we say we can celebrate Christmas every day of the year. Because he's with us. And his love will always guide us. How do we respond to that? Well, this Christmas, I trust you will think about these things. Reflect on them. God is with you. And I hope you feel that, each one of you, wherever you are in your life. God is with you. Continue to seek him out. Ask his guidance and his counsel. The response in the last verse of that beautiful carol that we're going to sing in a moment. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin, then enter in and be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God is with us. And that's what we celebrate and proclaim to the whole world this Christmas and every day of the year. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for the glorious news that you have come among us. You know exactly what it feels like to be human. You know the struggles we face, the challenges we encounter. You know how discouraging life can be and how ugly things can get. But Lord, we know that you've come to walk with us and to guide us and to show us the way through. Thank you for the hope that is within our hearts. And help us as your people share this hope with the people around us, in our homes, our families, our town, our county. Might we bear witness to the glory of Christmas that will give hope to many who need that hope today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you. receive the benediction. Now depart in peace and live by faith. And walk fully in the joy that comes in Christ Jesus, that dwells in your heart today and always because of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.